Confess our faith, Lord, I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Hearts with a prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we express the faith that is within our hearts. Lord, so thankful to be in your presence. And knowing that all things are possible. And dear God, we pray today. As we, a needy people, have this privilege to come before you, that we will remember your greatness, we will remember your all-sufficiency, we will remember that you are omniscient and omnipotent, that you spoke to our father Abraham one time. Is that, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And Lord, we know with you there is nothing impossible today. We pray that your blessed Holy Spirit would so brood upon us. And Lord, that you would just inspire the faith within our hearts.
And that, geloof in onze harten zult inspireren.
That we might take a hold of the breast of the El Shaddai. And that we can draw all that we have need of.
En dat wij daaruit kunnen zogen wat we nodig hebben.
Because you are the all-sufficient one.
U bent de algenoegzame.
You are the almighty one.
U bent de almachtige Heer.
You are our great kinsman redeemer.
U bent onze grote bloedverwant verlosser.
You are the greater than Boaz.
U bent die grotere dan Boaz.
And we pray, dear God, today.
En we bidden u, God, vandaag.
That your Holy Spirit.
Dat uw Heilige Geest.
Will once again take the bread of life.
Dat hij om de brood des levens zal.
And may you break the bread, Lord. And make yourself known in the breaking of that bread. Feed us, O
God.
That we might be nourished and strengthened. To take our place in this hour. And refuse to be shaken from that place. That we might hold our position. That you might work in and through us as a redeemed people to bring to pass all that you have spoken for this hour. May you grant it, Father. We thank you once again to be assembled with your children, and we pray for your divine direction in all that we will say and do. And may we see no man save Jesus only. And may all honor and glory be unto you today. And may you meet every need in in the hearts of your children. That when we leave this place, we can say it was good to be in your house. If there be strangers among us, take them into consideration, Lord. And may you do something special for them. That they might know that your truth is in this place. And oh God, they can be so affected and receive of this great grace that have changed our lives and may do the same for them. Grant it, we ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to greet you once again in this most worthy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's such been a blessed time for me to have the privilege to fellowship with you around the word. Not being here for about 2 years, but find that in coming back among you, are you still pressing the battle by God's grace? We are living the time of a great falling away. Amen. But we are grateful for those who have taken a real stand to become a prisoner to this revealed word. Those who have become convinced and are concerned. Amen. I believe that's what our brother's trip was all about. Going to prepare and make ready for the conference that you all going to have there. Because you're concerned about the people there. That all the names that are in the book, that is in that land, can be called and be gathered together and be made ready for his coming. Amen. This is the work is coming to an end. The harvest time is about over. As we've been taken in this book of Ruth. There's a reaping time. There's a threshing time. And there's a garnering time. Amen. There's a time when the seed was planted. And under the showers of former and latter rain. The seed grew to maturity. And when it comes to maturity, then it's time for it to be reaped. And the tares are also being bundled. And if we see the tares being bundled, as the prophet told us, that's the ecumenical move. They have matured under corrupt teachers. But the wheat is also becoming ripe. Under the true teaching of the word. The message of the hour. And as we lay in the presence of the Son, our faith becomes a ripened faith. Not just some little church faith. Perfect faith. Amen. Rapturing faith. Because this is the age. A perfect love. A perfect faith. Of a perfect church. With a perfect walk. Amen. The church coming to perfection. Because it must come to that first. In order to bring the resurrection. Amen. There'll be a church here on the earth without sin. Like it was in the beginning. Amen. And that's the promise, friends. And the Holy Spirit, in order to bring that to pass, will take out all things that offend and do iniquity. He will send his angels to separate. That's the parable Jesus gave in Matthew 13. Amen. The chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. The tears will be burned with unquenchable fire. But the wheat will be gathered in the garner. Amen. There was two sores.
Er waren twee zaaien.
Two spirits.
Twee geesten.
Amen.
Amen.
Two crops.
Twee oogsten.
Two families.
Twee families.
Wheat and tares.
Onkruid en tarwe.
Amen.
Amen.
The good sower and the evil sower.
De goede zaaier en de slechte zaaier.
Both planted the seed.
Beide planten zaden.
In Eve's womb there was twins.
En in de schoot van Eva waren tweelingen.
Amen.
Amen.
And out of Eve's womb.
En uit de schoot van Eva.
Came for two races of people.
Kwamen twee rassen van mensen voor.
And they grew to maturity.
En ze kwamen tot volle wasdom.
And they came to the time of the flood.
En ze kwamen tot de tijd van de vloed.
And before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
En voor de grote en verschrikkelijke dag des Heren.
Destroy that civilization.
Die zou vernietigen.
God sent a prophet.
Stond God de profeet.
Noah. To separate.
Om daar een scheiding.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the elect.
En de uitverkoren.
Was sealed away.
Waren wegverzegeld.
And taken above the judgment.
En boven het oordeel uitgenomen.
And brought back in to repopulate the new world.
En werden weer teruggebracht om de nieuwe aarde te vervullen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
And the prophet says.
En de profeet zegt.
Who is the ones that come back in the new world?
Wie zijn degenen die terugkomen in de nieuwe wereld?
Those who went in with the prophet.
Hallelujah.
And so we see. There's a people. There's an ark prepared. For the saving of the household. A family. Went over. Amen. Glory, a family that came from the true loins. Glory be to God. What a time we are living in.
Amen.
These things in the Bible. History is repeating itself. As it was in the days of Noah. So it shall be. In the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. And before the judgment,
en voor het oordeel,
God makes a way of escape to take the elect out. Hallelujah!
Amen.
God came down to his prophet,
God kwam naar zijn profeet toe.
And the prophet caught the mystery.
En de profeet greep het geheimenis.
And there's a threefold mystery
en er is een drievoudige geheimenis.
Of the ark,
van de ark,
the rain,
de regen,
and then the dove.
And the duif.
Amen.
Amen.
When he built the ark,
de ark bouwde,
the elect went into the ark.
Gingen de uitverkorenen erin.
And the rest of the world,
de rest van de wereld,
didn't know.
Ze wisten niet.
When God shut the door.
Wanneer God de deur zou sluiten.
But Noah,
Noah
and his group knew.
En zijn groep wisten.
When the door was shut.
Wanneer de deur dicht
was. They knew when mercy was over.
Ze wisten dat genade over.
They knew they were in the safety place.
Ze wisten dat ze in een veilige plaats waren.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then God poured the rain.
En dan God stortte de regen uit.
The dynamics.
De
to raise them up far
them.
Above the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brought them back into a new world. And when they went before they went to that new world,
in die nieuwe wereld ingingen,
it was the dove
was de duif,
that ministered an entrance. Noah didn't know what to do.
Noah wist niet wat te doen.
So he turned to the dove.
Dus hij keerde zich tot de duif,
a faithful messenger.
Getrouwvolle boodschap,
the Holy Spirit.
De Heilige Geest.
And he sent the dove out. Because the crow didn't come back. That's right. The crow found all kinds of things out here that interest him. He was running after one dead body after the next. Sometimes it's them crows.
En er is iets in die kraaien.
Noah opened the window and let the crow out.
Noah opened the raam and let the kraai eruit.
Sometimes God have to do that.
God moet dat doen soms.
Amen.
Amen.
Them crows sit down in the ark.
En die kraaien zitten in die ark.
But God have to send them out.
Maar God moest ze eruit sturen.
And where you think they're going?
En waar denk je dat die heen ging?
After a bunch of dead church bodies.
Naar een zootje dode kerklichaam. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Body that have no life in it.
Lichamen die geen leven erin.
Amen.
Amen.
And they try to behave that they're being so filled and they're having such a good time.
Ze proberen zich te gedragen dat ze gevuld zijn en een goede tijd hebben.
But the dove is not interested.
Maar de duif is daar niet geïnteresseerd.
Hallelujah! The dove have no stomach for that kind of thing.
De duif heeft geen maag voor die soort van zaken.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're a dove?
En je blij dat je een duif bent?
A dove don't need a bath.
Een duif heeft geen bad nodig. Amen.
A dove keeps clean from the inside out.
Duif blijft rein van de binnenkant uit.
A dove can stomach them dead things.
Een duif kan die dode dingen niet verdragen.
The dove is loyal to its mate.
De duif is getrouw aan zijn maat.
That's why he can send it out and it will come back.
Daarom kan hij het uitzenden en het zal weer terugkomen.
Because it's thinking about its mate.
Omdat het
Maar denk aan zijn maat.
Halleluja! A dove mates for life.
Een duif is samen voor het hele leven.
A dove is a sacrificial bird.
Het is een offervogel.
Glory! That's the believer. That's the Holy Spirit.
Dat is de Heilige Geest.
Amen.
Amen.
And then the dove came with an olive leaf.
En dan kwam die duif met een olijfblad.
Because the dove knew no one needed the right thing.
Omdat de duif is dat Noach de juiste zaak nodig had.
To give him peace and comfort.
Om hem troost en vrede te geven.
After an atomic explosion.
Na die atoomexplosie. Amen.
And the world went into a nuclear winter.
En de winter en de wereld ging in een nucleaire, in atoomweer winter.
And all that radiation was moving.
Al deze straling bewoog.
And Noah didn't know what to do.
En Noah wist niet wat te doen.
So he wanted some assurance.
Dus hij wilde een beetje zekerheid.
And he loosed the dove out.
En hij liet de duif eruit gaan.
A faithful messenger.
Een getrouwvolle boodschap.
Amen.
Amen.
And that dove went flying.
En die duif die vloog daar in de rondte.
From tree to tree.
Van boom tot boom.
It was looking for the right thing.
Het zocht voor de juiste zaak.
And it saw the olive.
En het zag de olijf.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because olive.
Omdat olijf.
Is used for olive oil.
Het wordt gebruikt voor olijfolie.
That's where you get olive oil from.
En daar komt olijfolie.
And they used to anoint priests and kings with the olive oil.
En het wordt met deze olie wordt koningen en priesters gezalfd.
They still like the candlestick with the olive oil.
En ze steken de kandelaar aan met de olijfolie.
The olive was used for food.
En de olijf werd gebruikt voor voedsel.
It was used for medicine.
En het wordt gebruikt voor medicijn.
Amen.
Amen.
And in English.
En in Engels.
I don't know about Dutch.
Ik weet niet in het Hollands.
But English is O. Which is like a circle, eternity.
En het is een O, 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 life, en het is als de eeuwigheid.
L-I-V-E.
En life, L-A-V-E.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, live Noah.
Live Noah.
It was in the mouth of the dove.
It was in the mouth of the dove.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world takes that today.
And the world takes that from that.
For an international symbol of peace.
For an international taken for freedom.
But that was not given to the world.
And that's what it's gegeven aan the world.
That was given to the prophet Noah in the ark with the elect.
Dat werd aan de profeet Noah gegeven, de uitverkoren in de ark.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet was faithful to God.
De profeet was getrouwvol aan God.
The prophet had a message.
De profeet had een boodschap.
That this science civilization was passing away.
Deze wetenschappelijke tijdperk weg zou gaan.
And we are going to another civilization.
En dat we naar een andere beschaving gaan.
Hallelujah! And that prophet.
En die profeet
had a family.
Had een familie.
And elected people.
En een uitverkoren volk.
Born by his seed.
Geboren door zijn zaad.
In the ark.
In die ark.
Glory!
Amen.
Taking them into a new civilization. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What a great thing, friends.
Wat een grote zaak, vrienden.
So we are walking in a time.
Dus wij wandelen in een tijd.
It's coming to the end.
Dat het tot het einde gaat komen.
Amen.
Amen.
And the ark is the word that is constructed among you.
En de ark is iets wat gebouwd wordt onder u.
A vision.
Een visie.
Of Christ.
Van Christus.
That can save the people.
Die je volk kan redden.
Noah was in the old world.
Noah was in the oude wereld.
Then Noah came in the ark.
Dan kwam Noah in de ark.
Then Noah was in the new world.
Dan was Noah in de nieuwe wereld.
Amen.
Amen.
We were in the old world.
Wij waren in de oude wereld.
But we come into the ark.
Maar we kwamen in de ark.
In Christ.
In Christus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we are going into the new world.
Dan gaan we naar de nieuwe wereld.
Amen. We are walking in such a tremendous hour.
De wandel is zo'n wonderbaar uur.
Amen.
Geweldig uur.
May we have discernment.
Mogen wij onderscheiding hebben.
It's an evil world.
Het is een boze wereld.
This country is one of the most evil in the whole world.
Dit land is een van de slechtste in de hele wereld. Amen.
There's all kind of concentration of demon powers.
Er zijn allerlei concentraties van demonische krachten.
You know that?
U weet dat. This, amen.
This is not putting on the country in a carnal way.
Dat wordt niet zomaar hier in een vleeselijke manier neergelegd.
This place is be a first of many evil things.
Deze plaats is de eerste in een heleboel boze zaken.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm saying that to tell you the power of sin is great.
En ik zeg je dat omdat de kracht van de zonde groot is.
And that's why your heart has to be on the word.
Aan het woord zijn.
And that's why God didn't give you a weak ministry.
En daarom gaf God je geen zwakke bediening.
He gave you a strong pulpit.
Je een sterke preek.
To pull you out of the pit.
En je uit die pit te halen.
Amen. Because when the enemy comes like a flood.
Wanneer de vijand binnenkomt als een vloed.
God had to raise the standard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet said that's what God needs.
En de profeet zei dat is wat God nodig heeft.
Men who can make heaven high.
Mensen die kunnen de hemel hoog maken.
And make hell hot.
En maken de hel heet.
And keep the gospel gun barrel straight.
En houden het geweer weg, straight gericht.
Amen.
Amen.
That when you come in, you're under a word that can wash you and make you clean. That can circumcise you. That can dress you and clothe you. Not some social gospel. Amen. Not a man who uses his pulpit for all kinds of things. Amen. But a word that can chuck the people out of the nations. And cement them into the place. Apostolic ministry. Amen. In this hour. That is what it's going to take. To have a real church. There's a lot of play church. Amen.
Amen.
And to whom much is given, much is required.
Amen.
People feels nice to be in a good church. With a good minister. But when they fail to walk in that word. To whom much is given, much is required. And they that know it and do it not shall be beaten with many stripes. What that means is. Where there is privilege. Where there is revelation. Knowledge of the truth. There's a responsibility that goes with revelation. Because God didn't give knowledge to puff people up. You know, Jesus said John was a bright and shining light. And the people rejoice in John light for a season. If you read that scripture without understanding, you might say, oh, that's a great thing. They had light and they were happy. They rejoiced in the light. What it really means is, just like you see moths dancing around the light, butterflies. That is what Jesus was talking about. Because John had a message. And John was sent to forerun the first coming. John introduced the Lamb. Amen. John introduced him the stature of a perfect man. John introduced the fullness of the Word. But there was rejoicing in the light. Like butterflies around the light, dancing. But the light wasn't sent just to rejoice in. The light was sent to walk in. Hallelujah! If you walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of his son cleanses you from all sin. Not the kind of Pentecostal thing, thank God for the blood. They talk about thank God for the blood, but they don't walk in the light.
Amen.
Amen. But the word says, if you walk in the light, then the blood will cleanse you from all sin.
Amen.
The basis for cleansing is walking in light. Amen. Because when the light comes, it exposes, it uncovers, it shows you your condition, it shows you what God did for you. And then God expects obedience. To walk in the light. Then you see the reality. Amen.
Amen.
Be a real church in this hour. Be a unified church in this hour. Take your place in the church. Stand for the world. Let there be the unity of the one God in the one church. Let there be one thought in the church. One mind and one accord. Amen. Because God has lit a lamp and put on a lampstand for you. That everybody in the house could get light. And there without the house should come in and walk in light also. Amen. Don't have a bunch of thoughts and ideas in the church. Let the mind of Christ, the headship come down. Hallelujah. And come to a ministry that can line you up and move you into a rapturing faith. Amen.
Amen.
The day for zeal and enthusiasm is finished.
And all the day you're on, the judgment is up for yourself.
But Let us have the book of Ruth in here.
Laat ons het boek van Ruth hier hebben.
And the days of judges outside.
En de dag van de richteren buiten.
Because Ruth was in the time of the judges.
Omdat Ruth was in de tijd van de richteren.
But in the time of the judges, every man was doing what was right in their own eyes.
En in de tijd van richteren deed iedereen wat goed was in hun eigen gedachten.
But,
amen.
But in Bethlehem.
Maar in Bethlehem.
In the house of God bread.
In het huis van God brood.
Boaz. Him, a kinsman, who was willing and related and able to redeem, to restore, hallelujah, to raise up, hallelujah, let Boaz, this great one, be here in
Bethlehem,
glory, while every man was doing what is right in their own eyes, Boaz could walk in every way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you had a Naomi. Elderly one, lady.
An
elderly
dame.
You had a Ruth. Young girl.
Young meisje.
You had reapers.
And you had oosters.
You had young men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What an economy.
What an economy.
Amen.
Amen.
When Boaz came, he said, the Lord bless thee.
And when Boaz came, he said, the Heer zegen u.
And the people said, the Lord bless thee.
And the mensen zeiden, the Heer zegen u.
There was such respect.
There was so respect.
And harmony.
And harmony.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Boaz sat on the table.
And Boaz sat up by the table.
With his reapers around him.
Rondom
hem. Oh my! Discussing the work.
En ze begonnen over het werk te praten.
How are we going to reap the fields?
Hoe dat ze die velden zouden.
How are we going to gather the grain?
Hoe dat ze het graan zouden gaan.
How are we going to thresh it?
Hoe ze het zouden gaan dorsen.
You seen a real church.
Zien jullie een echte gemeente?
In the harvest time.
In de oogsttijd.
Hallelujah! No confusion.
Geen verwarring.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And that's why this book.
En daarom dit boek.
It's revealing redemption.
An openbaring for washing.
Full restoration.
Full herstel.
In the midst of confusion.
In the middle of verwarring.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
And so we want to have that perception.
Dus we willen deze opvatting daarvan hebben.
The third pole is the opening of the word.
De derde trek is the opening van het woord.
Revealing the mysteries.
De geheimenissen openbaren.
The hidden truth.
De verborgen waarheid.
That was sealed in the word.
De zegel was in dat woord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these divinely revealed mystery truths
will
literally turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers, placing us positionally so that the body could be fitly joined and compacted together in the measure that every joint supplies.
In the mate that elk lid can work.
For the more effectual working of the body.
For an effective work in het
lichaam.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And that's a responsibility.
En dat is een verantwoordelijkheid.
That is not just in ministers and elders.
Dat zijn alleen maar predikers en oudsten.
Is in every member.
Dat is in elke lid.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can see the Holy Spirit.
Daar kun je de Heilige Geest zien.
Even long after the service is over.
Zelfs lang nadat de dienst over is.
Two walking to the bus stop.
Twee wandelen naar de busstation.
Talking about the word.
Praten over het woord.
And Jesus draws near.
En Jezus kwam naar.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Two sitting down.
Twee zitten er daar neer.
Breaking bread together.
Breken het brood samen.
And Jesus comes down.
En Jezus komt langs.
Amen.
Amen.
And the testimony of Jesus,
en de getuigenis van Jezus Christus
is all out among the people.
Is allemaal onder de mensen.
That's the time, friends.
Dat is de tijd, vrienden.
This is the day.
Dit is de dag.
All the tarrying and laboring down through these years.
Al het wachten en het werken door de jaren heen.
Is to bring us up that pyramid.
Is ons terug te brengen daar omhoog in die piramide.
And as we near the headstone.
En wanneer we er dichter bij die hoofdsteen komen.
There'll be a people in his own image.
Er zal daar een volk zijn in zijn eigen beeld. Amen.
In order to be united with him.
Om met hem te kunnen verenigen worden.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you're not just reading that as a quote now.
Ik hoop dat ik het lees als een aanhaling.
You're saying, I believe I'm one of them.
Ik geloof dat ik een van hem ben.
Am I being transformed?
Ben ik veranderd?
Am I coming more like him?
Ga ik er meer uit zien?
Is he coming on closer to me?
Om hij dichter nabij dan mij?
Do I know my position?
Weet ik mijn plaats?
Do I understand my power?
Begrijp ik mijn kracht?
That eagle.
Dat de arend.
He know he's built to possess a lot of flies.
Hij weet dat hij daar in zichzelf geplaatst heeft en dat hij dat in kan nemen en kan vliegen.
At one time he didn't know it.
Op een keer wist hij dat niet.
But when that great eagle flew off that mountain that day.
Grote arend daar over die berg heen vloog die dag.
And he got under the sound of that voice.
En hij kwam onder het geluid van die stem.
There was an awakening.
Er was een ontwaking.
His amnesia began to leave him.
En zijn geestelijk geheugen begon te verlaten.
He knew he wasn't a chicken.
Hij wist dat hij geen kip.
These are nightmares. These are nightmares. Nightmare. I'm going to dream a bad dream. Thinking he's a chicken.
I thought that he's a kip.
I'll have to live the rest of my life eating worms in a manure pile. Amen. Amen. He longed for something different. Hallelujah. And one day when he saw that big eagle coming. Malachi 4:5. Revelation 10:1-7. And he heard that scream. Seven thunders of their voices. It woke him up. He began to understand. He was an eagle from the air. Hallelujah. He began to understand. He has a law in him to fly. And he began to get supernatural instructions. And he could be obedient to it. Hallelujah. And when Papa Eagle says, spread your wings. Make a jump. He ain't arguing. He ain't debating. He ain't seeking somebody else's opinion. Amen. He get under that voice. He begin to mix the world with faith. He heard it. He recognized it was the truth. And he went acting upon it. And he begin to get airborne.
And it was luchtvogel.
That is the experience.
Amen.
That is the experience.
That is the
of believers walking in this light. In this message. We ain't just coming through the church door. We're walking in the Word. There's a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. There's a preparation taking place in us. We become sensitized. We become immunized. We have a repellent.
We have a
repel sin.
Om zonde te weerstaan. Amen.
And we enjoy seeing it in operation. Don't you enjoy seeing that repellent go to work? Things that are killing so many people.
Dingen die de mensen allemaal dood maken.
Spiritual viruses.
Geestelijke virussen.
The world getting weaker.
De wereld wordt zwakker.
They're trying positive thinking.
Ze proberen met positief te denken.
They're taking all kind of courses to be a better person.
Ze nemen allerlei cursussen om een beter persoon te worden.
And they can't resist temptation.
En ze kunnen verzoeking niet weerstaan. Amen.
But you get immunized.
Maar je wordt er immuun voor. Amen.
You get inoculated.
Omdat je bent geïnjecteerd.
The vaccine of the Holy Spirit.
Have
got into your heart. And there's a resistance.
And there is a weerstand.
You have resistant power. Like Joseph. No matter what Potiphar wife says. You have resistant power. You're like
Mordecai.
No matter what Haman tried to do you. You refuse to bow. Like a Hebrew boy. No matter how much they intimidate you, you refuse to bow because you get inoculated. You have resistant power. You resist the devil, he shall flee from you. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
What a place.
What a place.
Believers have to walk in. In this hour. If you call yourself a believer. If you believe the message. If you recognize you can fly. I believe I can fly. You fly or die. Hallelujah. You ought to set your wings. In the current of the Holy Spirit. And go higher and higher. We went up by the space center.
We gingen daar bij het space center.
We were walking the ground.
En we wandelen hier op de grond.
And we couldn't even see around the next corner.
En we konden niet verder zien dan de andere hoek.
But we climbed some steps.
Maar we klommen enige treden.
We ascend on a higher level.
We zijn nu op een hoger level gekomen.
And then we got up into our place.
En dan komen we in een plaats.
And we could see way in the distance.
All
around.
Allemaal in de rond.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we realize it pays to get up higher. If you really want to see, but sometimes you have to break through your fears. You have to break through your hindrances. You have to break through your own tiredness to get up higher. Glory!
Hallelujah!
You even have to pay a price.
En je moet een prijs willen betalen.
To get up higher.
Om hoger op te komen.
It's free to walk on the ground.
Het is vrij om op de grond te wandelen.
But to go up higher.
Maar om hoger op te gaan.
It ain't free.
Dat is niet vrij.
You gotta pay something.
Je moet iets voor betalen.
It costs you something.
Het kost je iets. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
But the vision you see.
Maar de visie die je dan ziet.
That money can't pay for it.
Dat kan geld niet betalen.
Oh my. Glory.
Hallelujah.
What a place.
What a place.
What a place to walk.
What a place om in te wandelen.
We call them believers.
Wij zijn geroepen als gelovigen.
To believe the message.
Om de boodschap te geloven.
To walk in it.
Om erin te wandelen.
Just a few words of exhortation.
Een paar woorden van aanmoediging.
Before the lesson.
Voordat de les begint.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm a pastor, I can't help it.
Ik ben ook een heiden, ik kan niet
helpen. I ain't an evangelist.
Ik ben geen evangelist.
Pastor has talked to the church.
Een pastor die spreekt tot de gemeente.
Pastor remind the church.
Een pastor die let op de gemeente.
Keep your ear attentive.
En hou je oor goed open.
Keep your eyes focused.
En hou je ogen gericht.
Check your heart condition.
En onderzoek je harttoestand.
Be tuned in.
En zorg dat je ingelijnd bent.
Why?
Waarom?
Because this brings our power in a greater and deeper way.
Omdat dit brengt onze kracht in een grotere en diepere weg. Amen.
It leads us into greater discovery.
Het laat ons komen in grotere ontdekkingen.
Of the He that is in you.
Over degene die in u is. Amen.
Amen. How to work with what God has given you.
Hoe te wandelen naar wat God u gegeven heeft.
Because God put a deposit.
Omdat God heeft daar iets neergelegd.
In every life.
In elk leven.
And that's what this message is.
En dat is wat die boodschap is.
That's what the seven seal mystery is.
Dat is wat de zevende zegel geheimenis is.
You ever see educated people?
Zie je ooit onderwezen mensen?
Just intellectual.
Intellectueel.
Not spiritual.
Niet geestelijk.
You know they.
Amen.
They try to explain the seven seal.
Ze proberen het zevende zegel te verklaren.
They wrestle in the mind with quotations.
Ze worstelen in de gedachten met allerlei aanhalingen.
But it seems the believer.
Maar het schijnt te geloven.
Without education.
Zonder lering.
But in a spirit-filled life.
Maar in een geestvervuld leven.
They're discovering.
Zij doen die ontdekking.
The Jesus.
Dat Jezus.
That is in this Bible.
Dat die in die Bijbel is.
Inside of them.
Die woont in hen. Amen.
It brings them into a relationship.
Het brengt hen in een relatieschap.
To know how to let go.
Om los te kunnen laten.
And let this God take over.
En die God het over te nemen. Amen.
Lead them to do things.
Leid hen om dingen te doen.
That the human mind cannot even figure.
Menselijke verstand zelfs niet kan bevatten.
Because it's more than a quotation.
Omdat het is meer dan een aanhaling. Amen.
Amen. It's an invisible union.
Het is een onzichtbare vereniging. Amen.
In this uniting time.
Deze verenigingstijd.
This great super sign.
Het grote superteken.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God and man.
God en mens.
Becoming one.
Hij wordt één.
Oneness.
Eenheid.
The marriage.
De huwelijk.
The union.
De vereniging.
Amen.
Amen.
Where we are no longer twain.
Waar we niet langer meer twee zijn.
Where Jesus prayed.
Zoals Jezus God.
Father, that they may be one.
Vader, dat ze één mogen zijn.
And he said, in that day you will know. I in you.
And
you in me.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why they move into another sphere.
En daarom bewegen zij zich in een andere dimensie.
Where they jump out to the pages of the Bible.
Waar het eruit springt uit de bladzijde van de Bijbel.
Amen.
Amen.
They're trying to fill out Greek and Hebrew.
Ze proberen geen Grieks en Hebreeuws te lezen.
They're so in love with Jesus.
Maar ze zijn zo in liefde
Jesus
met Jezus.
Jesus come up from the pages.
En Jezus komt uit de bladzijde.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And move into their hearts.
En bewegen hun harten.
And quickening power.
En levend maken de
quickens them.
Maken leven.
to this reality.
Dat is werkelijkheid. Amen.
That they know.
Dat zij weten.
They are the living epistles.
Dat zij de levende brieven zijn.
Word of all men.
Die gelezen kunnen worden.
They are the interpretation.
Zijn zij de uitlegging
of the word.
Van dat woord.
That's the way I believe it.
That's
the way a pastor believes it.
That's
the way believers believe it.
Amen.
Conventions don't produce it.
Conventions bring it before. Amen.
Email ministries don't produce it.
Email bedieningen brengen dit ook niet voort. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
But where people can line up with the word.
Peter is in lijn gekomen met het woord.
Get tied to the absolute.
Vast wordt verbonden aan de absolute.
Where you can submit themselves to the Holy Spirit.
En jezelf kunnen onderwerpen aan de Heilige Geest.
To hear.
Om te horen.
To be taught.
Om onderwezen te
worden. Amen. Where God can come down.
God neer kan komen.
And confirm that word.
En het woord kan bevestigen.
It's different.
Anders.
You see how people are trying to get Bible code to understand what's going to happen in the last days?
Zie je hoe dat mensen proberen de boek van de Bijbelcode te nemen om te ontcijferen wat er gebeurt in de laatste dagen?
God sent 7 angels.
God stond 7 engelen.
Coming to a prophet.
Kwamen naar een profeet.
Open 7 seals.
En open de 7
for the Gentiles.
For
the Gentiles.
Voor de heidenen.
Then promised 2 prophets.
En dan beloofde 2 profeten.
To the Jews.
Tot de Joden.
And people trying to leave that and go to Bible code.
En de mensen die laten dat los en gaan naar de Bible code. Yes. Amen.
And God's way of revealing the word from Genesis is by a prophet.
En Gods wijze van openbaringen en vanaf de weg van Genesis door profeet. Amen.
You see how people get stirred away from the word?
Zie je hoe dat mensen wegraken van het woord. Amen.
They want instant things to figure out.
Ze willen instant dingen hebben om het uit te kunnen vinden.
They don't want birth pains.
Ze willen geen geboorte leven.
They don't want to rot and die.
Ze willen niet rotten en sterven. Amen. Amen. Halleluja.
Amen. There are no quick fixes. There ain't no quick fix.
Er is niet zo'n snelle reparaties.
He is building a masterpiece.
Hij bouwt een meesterwerk.
He is the master sculptor.
Hij is de meester beeldhouwer.
He is building this house.
Hij bouwt zijn huis.
And we are lively stones.
En wij zijn levende stenen.
That build up this house.
Dat het gebouw maakt.
And he ain't building no house for somebody else to live in.
En hij bouwt niet een huis voor een ander om in te wonen.
I will dwell in you.
Ik zal in u wonen.
And I will walk in you.
En ik zal in u wonen.
And I will be your God.
En ik zal je God zijn.
And you shall be my people.
En je zal mijn volk zijn. Amen.
Oh man.
Amen.
Oh, praise is wonderful.
Wij zijn wonderbaar en naam.
Amen. That's just some grace.
Dat is gewoon wat genade.
You see, that's how preaching is.
Dat is hoe dat prediken is.
1 Corinthians 12 tells you.
1 Corinthians 12 vertelt u.
You know, there's a preaching by inspiration.
Er is een prediken bij inspiratie.
It's called prophecy in the Bible.
Het wordt profetie genoemd in de Bijbel.
It edifies.
Het sticht.
It admonishes.
Het bouwt u op.
It exhorts.
Het helpt u.
It foretells.
Het vertelt.
It builds up the church.
Het bouwt de gemeente op.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The Holy Spirit drops in.
De Heilige Geest valt daarin.
Bible.
De Bijbel.
But people,
maar mensen,
they think prophecies, yay!
Oh ja, prophecies, dan zit er rond.
And then come back and just repeat something in the Bible.
En dan komen ze en herhalen ze iets van de Bijbel. Amen.
No, you look in the Bible.
Maar kijk in de Bijbel.
Preaching under inspiration.
Prediken onder inspiratie.
I come to pray and just start in root.
En ik ga bidden en dan kom ik in root.
But the Holy Spirit,
en de Heilige Geest,
just drop all them things in there.
Laat al die dingen erin vallen.
I never thought of it.
Ik heb er nooit aan gedacht.
Amen.
Amen.
But he wants to encourage you.
Maar hij wil u bemoedigen.
Amen.
Amen.
And I feel it would be appropriate.
En ik voel dat het toebereid zou zijn.
You see, as a minister.
Als een prediker.
You have a radar.
Heb je
een built-in radar.
Een ingebouwde radar.
You have a super sense.
Je hebt een super
zintuig. If you're born again.
Als je weet dat je geboren bent. Amen.
And when you get in that super sense.
En wanneer je in die super zintuig komt.
And that spirit begins to scan this world.
En daar begint die geest over het woord te gaan.
And you sit with people around you.
En er zitten mensen rondom u.
That is like a homing device.
Dat is een home device.
Like a guided missile.
Naar een geleide projectiel.
It begin to move through the people.
Het begint door de mensen heen te bewegen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then when that happens.
En dan wanneer dat geschiet.
You know, how can you walk away from a place?
Hoe kun je wegwandelen van een plaats?
Just go and preach a message.
En gewoon gaan en een boodschap prediken.
Show you know something.
Tonen dat je iets weet.
And then you walk in a church.
En dan wandel je de gemeente binnen.
Where there's a godly ministry.
Waar een goddelijke bediening is.
Laboring. To keep the people in the world.
Om de mensen in het woord te houden.
Fighting battles.
Vechten die oorlogen.
To hold the church straight.
Om de gemeente recht te houden.
Keep it away from contrary influences.
Om het recht te houden van tegengestelde invloeden.
Keep the thinking of the people filtered.
Om de gedachten van de mensen gefilterd te houden.
Keep them protected.
En hun beschermd te houden. Amen.
Under the token.
Onder de teken.
Amen.
Amen.
And not speak about it.
En dan met heel bespreken.
You come.
Dan ga je niet.
You send something.
Je bemerkt iets.
You must give honor.
Je moet eer geven.
To the ministry.
Aan de bediening.
Because had there not been a ministry here.
Als er hier geen bediening had geweest.
And a church here.
En geen kerk hier.
What would I be doing here?
Wat zou ik hier doen?
And I sure ain't looking for a place to preach.
En ik zoek niet voor een plaats om te prediken. Amen.
Have a big church home. I can preach. Love to hear me preach.
Ik heb zelf een kerk daar thuis en ze houden van dat ik daar predik.
And I don't be there long enough many times.
En ik ben er soms niet lang genoeg.
Amen.
Amen.
But the thing is.
Maar de zaak is.
When you see something godly and true.
Maar wanneer je iets goddelijks en iets waar ziet.
And you believe.
En u gelooft.
That's of the Lord.
Dat het van de Heer is.
Then you have to recognize it.
Dan moet je het herkennen.
You have to acknowledge it.
En dan moet je het zeker weten.
You have to give witness to it.
En dan moet je er getuigenis aan geven.
Because that's the ministry.
Omdat dat is de bediening.
That God used.
Die God gebruikt.
To raise up a church.
Om een gemeente op te bouwen.
In this wilderness.
In deze woestijn.
Called Netherlands.
Genoemd Nederland.
With all kind of beasts in this jungle.
With allerlei beasts in the jungle.
There's an Easter flower.
Het is net als een paasbloem.
Sheltered under the rock.
Het is daar bewaard onder de rots.
Protected from the poison gases.
Beschermd van de vergiftigde gassen.
Blowing through Europe.
En blaast door Europa.
Amen.
Amen.
Giving testimony.
Het geeft getuigenis.
It's resurrection time.
Want het is opstandingstijd.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you people can sit in a church.
Soms kunnen de mensen hier in de gemeente zitten.
And it becomes common to them.
En het wordt gewoon voor hen.
Because Wednesday, Friday and Sunday they come in and go, come in and go, come in and go. And then afterwards I hear that before.
En dan pas ik heb dat daarvoor ook al.
Then if they know what is going to happen before time in the service, they say, I hear it already, I don't have to go.
En als je iets horen wat zo is, daarvoor hoort hebben ze altijd om het niet te horen, ik ga weg.
Amen.
Amen.
But where is your church?
Maar waar je de gemeente ziet.
Conscious.
Als je niet bewust is.
Everything with life.
Elk ding zal leven.
You have a big magnet here.
Je hebt een grote magneet hier.
Everything that is magnetized.
En elk een wordt gemagnetiseerd.
Within a certain radius.
In een zekere ronding ervan.
That magnet will draw it to itself.
En die magneet die trekt het naar zichzelf toe.
And you find a church.
En u vindt een gemeente.
With the Holy Ghost.
Met de Heilige Geest.
With living water.
Met levende waters.
God will bring his elected children.
En God zal zijn uitverkoren kinderen.
That is hungering and thirsting.
Die hongerig en dorstig zijn.
And getting sick by some broken system.
En worden ziek door reden van.
God will lead them to the rock where there is ever present water. That's right.
Amen.
And is there we must be sensitized.
En dat is waar wij dat zintuigelijk moeten kunnen waarnemen.
Because that's the kind of time we are living in.
Want dat is de soort van tijd waarin wij leven.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us do everything we can.
Laat ons alles doen wat we kunnen.
For the gospel.
Voor het evangelie.
Amen. Because all that we have.
Omdat al wat wij hebben.
We receive from the Lord.
Hebben wij van de Heer ontvangen. Amen.
The prophet preached investments.
De profeet predikt investment. Investeringen, yes.
Let's make real investments.
Laten we echte investeringen maken.
The kind that we get eternal dividends.
En zodat we eeuwige dividenden van krijgen. Amen. Hey.
The kind that can take us back to eternity.
Dit soort van ons terug kan nemen naar de eeuwigheid.
Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you.
Dus God zegen u.
You ready for about 1 hour of the word?
Ben je gereed nu nog voor een ander uur van het woord? Amen.
Let's stand to our feet.
Laten we op onze voeten gaan staan.
I guess Brother Harry just made me feel too well over the last few days. I kind of glad in one sense. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Ik kan het begrijpen, maar ik kan nog een beetje verdragen, maar morgen ga ik weg.
You know you have a friend visit you sometimes.
Weet je, een vriend bezoekt je soms.
He says, go in the fridge. Eat what you want.
Hij zegt, gaat de vriezer in en eet wat je wilt.
He said, this room over here is yours. You can sleep and get up what time you want.
Je kan weer slapen, je kan opstaan wanneer je wil.
And it makes things so comfortable.
Het maakt de zaken zo comfortabel.
It's almost like tempting to say, I guess I'll live right here. I can't take a place. So that's why I'm glad I'm leaving, in one sense. Amen. But that's why I feel the liberty. And I hope I have not misuse my liberty.
Oh no, okay.
I hope I've used my liberty to edification.
Ik hoop dat ik mijn vrijheid gebruik voor opbouwing.
To encouragement.
Amen.
Because if I love the minister, and the ministry God put in him, I love the church he preaches to. Amen. If we love Jesus, we love Jesus' children. We love Jesus' family. It's the same. Amen. So let's turn to the book of Ruth. And we'll start in chapter 3. This is the fourth part. We've been taking it part 1, part 2, part 3, and this is part 4. I hope it hasn't been too chopped up. But I'm trying to at least bring enough that you can appreciate and see.
Ik breng net genoeg zodat je het kan zien en dat je het kan waarderen.
So Ruth chapter 3 verse 1.
Then
Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?
En Naomi haar schoonmoeder zei tot haar, Mijn dochter, zou ik u gaan rust zoeken, dat het u wel gaat?
And now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor.
Nu dan is niet Boaz, met wiens maagden gij geweest zijt, van onze bloedvriendschap. Ziet, hij zal deze nacht gerst op de dorstvloer wannen.
That is important.
Dat is belangrijk.
Because the first time Ruth met him,
want de eerste keer dat Ruth hem ontmoette,
he was in the field,
was hij in het veld,
where the reapers was,
waar de maaiers waren.
But the scene has changed.
Maar nu is het toneel veranderd.
The harvest is advanced.
De hoogoogst is voortgegaan.
No, he's at the threshing floor.
Hij is nu op de dorstvloer.
He don't have a sickle in his hand reaping.
Hij heeft geen sikkel nou in zijn hand om te
He has maken. A winnowing fan.
Hij heeft nou een man.
He's dan. Winnowing the barley.
Hij begint daar, dat gerst begint te wannen.
His fan is in his hand.
En zijn man is in zijn hand.
And he's totally purging his threshing floor.
Hij begint zijn dorstvloer te doorzuiveren.
Amen.
Amen.
Wash thyself therefore and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get down to the floor.
Zo baat u je zalf in, doe je kleding aan en ga op naar de dorstvloer.
Naomi here.
Naomi here,
she's instructing Ruth.
Zij is Ruth aan het instrueren.
Wash yourself.
Wash yourself.
Anoint yourself.
Zalf jezelf.
Dress yourself.
Kleed jezelf.
Amen.
Amen.
And get down to the floor.
En ga dan naar die dorstvloer.
Where Boaz is.
Waar Boaz is.
Where he's winnowing the barley.
Waar hij dat gerst aan van is.
Naomi knew where he was.
Naomi wist waar hij was.
And what he was doing.
En wat hij aan het doen was.
Where to find him.
En waar hem te vinden.
In that hour.
In dat uur.
And she's opening a mystery to Ruth.
En ze opent een geheimenis aan Ruth.
How to approach him.
Hoe hem te benaderen.
Where to meet with him.
Hoe hem te ontmoeten.
Because she is helping her come into a settled state of marriage.
Help haar om in een plaats te komen van huwelijk.
And Ruth is willing to obey.
En Ruth is gewillig om te gehoorzamen.
She can receive instructions.
Zij kan instructie ontvangen.
She is teachable.
Zij kan haar onderwijzen.
Amen.
Amen.
But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking.
Maar maak u de man niet bekend dat hij geëindigd zal hebben te eten en te drinken.
And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do.
En het zal geschieden als hij nederligt, dat gij de plaats zult merken waar hij zal nedergelegen zijn. Ga dan in en sla zijn voetdeksel op en leg u. Zo zal hij u te kennen geven wat gij doen zult.
And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
En zij zeiden tot haar, All wat gij tot mij zegt zal ik doen.
And she went down to the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her.
Alzo ging zij op naar de dorstvloer en deed naar alles wat haar schoonmoeder haar geboden had.
She wasn't playing believer in Naomi's presence. Oh yes, I believe, I believe.
Ze probeerde geen gelovige te spelen in de tegenwoordigheid van Naomi.
And then when she go on her own, she does something else.
En dan wanneer ze op zichzelf was, dat ze iets anders deed.
Nobody was there to watch her.
Niemand was daar om haar te bekijken.
But she was committed.
Maar ze was toegewijd.
To carry up the word.
Om het werk uit te voeren.
Exactly.
Precies.
Precisely.
Precies.
As she was instructed.
Zoals zij was onderwezen.
Amen.
Amen.
How we ought to be able to do that.
Hoe dan wij bemachtigd moeten zijn om dat te doen.
And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn.
Als nu Boaz gegeten en gedronken had en zijn hart vrolijk was, dan kwam hij om neder te liggen aan het uiterste einde van een korenhoop. Yes.
Watch the Gentile bride here. She's approaching the kinsman redeemer. Watch her on the approach.
Let her in her benadering.
Look at the attitude of approach.
Kijk naar de houding van haar nadering.
She's coming soft.
Ze komt zachtjes.
Amen. She's coming how she has been instructed.
Ze komt daar om instructie te ontvangen.
You have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Je moet de zintuig hebben om de Heilige Geest op te
zetten. You have to know how to approach him.
Je moet weten hoe je hem moet benaderen.
You have to wait until it's the right time.
Je moet wachten tot het de juiste tijd is.
Wait until he finish eat and drink.
Wacht tot hij gereed is met eten en drinken.
When he go and lay down there.
Wanneer hij daarheen gaat en neer.
Then go and take the place at his feet.
En dan neem de plaats aan zijn voeten.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet.
En er geschiedde te middernacht dat die man verschrikte en om zich greep en ziet een vrouw lag aan zijn voetdeksel.
And he said, who art thou?
En hij zei, wie zijt gij?
And she said, I'm Ruth, thy handmaid.
En zij zeide, ik ben Ruth, dienstmaagd.
Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman.
Breid dan uw vleugel uit over die dienstmaagd, want gij zijt de losser.
And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter.
En hij zeide, gezegend zijt gij de Heere, mijn dochter.
For thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich.
Amen. Gij hebt deze laatste weldadigheid beter gemaakt. Want de eerste, terwijl gij geen jonge gezellen zijt nagegaan, het zij arm of rijk, amen.
And now my daughter.
En nu mijn dochter.
Catch this here.
Vat het hier.
Jesus must fulfill this type.
Jezus moet dit type vervullen.
At harvest time.
In oogsttijd.
Between the reaping and the garnering.
Tussen het maaien en het vergaderen.
In the time of the threshing.
In de tijd van het dorsen.
After Naomi's gone back in the homeland.
Nadat Naomi in het thuisland is gekomen.
Before Naomi received redemption.
Voordat Naomi verlossing ontvangt.
Watch the bride.
Let op de bruid.
She's approaching him concerning marriage.
Zij benadert hem betreffende het huwelijk.
She don't want to be a gleaner no more.
Ze wilde geen oplezer meer zijn.
Something is open up to her.
Iets is voor haar geopend.
To change her status.
Om haar status te veranderen.
Amen.
Amen.
And she's approaching him.
En ze nadert hem nu.
And look at his response.
En kijk naar zijn reactie.
This is the shadow.
Dus de schaduw.
So we know what the substance will be like.
We weten wat dan de werkelijkheid zal zijn.
He said, fear not.
En hij zei, vrees niet.
I will do to thee all that thou requirest.
Al wat gij gezegd hebt, zal ik u doen.
Oh my!
Oh my!
Can we make that claim on him?
Kunnen wij deze claim op hem maken? Amen.
In this hour?
In dit uur.
And he said, I will do all that thou requirest.
En ik zal alles doen wat gij vraagt.
Catch what is happening there.
Kijk wat hier geschiet.
This is the beggar girl.
Dit is een betere meisje.
This is the Moabitish damsel.
Dat is het Moabitische maagd.
This is the stranger.
Dat is die vreemde.
He gave her some blessings in the field.
Hij gaf haar enige zegeningen in het veld.
But she's come to him saying, I want you to be my husband.
En ze komt naar hem toe en zei, ik wil dat u mijn man bent.
According to the word here.
Overeenkomstig op het woord hier.
I want you to do this kinsman work on my behalf.
Ik wil dat je dat bloedverwant verlossingschap aan mij doet.
And he says, what's the matter with you?
What is in the hand with you?
You want to come and own my field?
You want to come in my whole belt?
You want to share in my wealth?
You will in my rijkdom delen?
Who do you think you are?
Wie denkt je wat dat je bent?
You're Moabitess.
Je bent een Moabitess.
You're from a perverted race.
Je komt van een bedorven ras.
He says, fear not.
Maar vrees niet.
I will do all that thou requirest.
Yeah. All the do what thou hast said.
Amen.
Amen.
glory.
Amen.
For all the city of my people that know that thou art a virtuous woman.
Want de ganse stad mijn volks weet dat gij een deugdelijke vrouw zijt.
And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman.
En nu het is wel waar dat ik een losse ben.
He said, you're not making a false claim.
Je hebt geen valse claim gemaakt.
He said, I know the scripture.
Ik ken de schrift.
And you're doing this according to Deuteronomy 25.
En je doet dit overeenkomstig in Deuteronomium 5.
You see yourself in the Word. So you're approaching me according to the Word. I respect that. It shows you have confidence that I am obligated to my Word. Amen. He respects faith. That's why he said, you can ask anything in my name. I will do it. Amen. He said, howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I.
Hij zegt wel, er is nog een losse dichterbij dan ik.
Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning.
Blijf deze nacht over, voorts in de morgen zal geschieden de indien hij u lost, goed laat hem lossen. Maar indien niet lust u te lossen, zo zal ik u lossen. Zo waarachtig als de Heere leeft, leg u neder tot de morgen toe.
May the Lord bless you and have a seat.
Over de
Heer,
zijn woord zegen, u mag gaan zitten.
Just let's read a portion in chapter 4 as well.
Laat een deel lezen in hoofdstuk 4.
And I'll read from about verse 9.
Lees vanaf vers 9.
I'm leaving out some good parts in between, but it's just we don't have the time.
We hebben niet de tijd, er zijn goede delen daar tussenin.
But I trust that you have been reading the book.
Ik vertrouw dat u het boek aan het lezen bent.
Ruth chapter 4 verse 9.
Ruth, hoofdstuk 4 vers 9.
Boaz here now is at the city gate.
Hier is Boaz bij de stadspoort.
He's in the midst of the elders. Watch the picture.
Let op het beeld.
The kinsman redeemer.
Bloedverwant verlosser.
In the midst of the elders.
In de midden van de oudste. Amen.
Revelation 5.
Openbaring 5.
The kinsman redeemer.
Bloedverwant verlosser.
In the midst of the elders.
In de midden van de oudste. Amen.
And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi.
Toen zei de boos tot de oudste en alle volk, gij lieden zijt heden getuigen dat ik aanvaard heb alles wat van Elimelech geweest is en alles wat van Gilion en Mahlon geweest is van de hand van Naomi.
Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife.
Daartoe aanvaard ik mij ook Ruth, de Moabitess, de huisvrouw van Mahlon, tot een vrouw om de naam des gestorven over zijn erfdeel te verwekken.
What is this here?
Wat is dat hier?
A purchasing work.
En iets wat gekocht is.
I have bought all that was Elimelech's.
Ik heb gekocht alles wat van Elimelech was.
And Mahlon's.
En van Mahlon.
And Chilion's.
En van Chilion's.
And I have purchased.
En ik heb gekocht.
Ruth.
Ook Ruth.
To be my wife.
Om mijn vrouw te zijn.
He purchased his possession.
Hij kocht zijn bezit.
The kinsman redeemer.
De bloedverwant verlosser.
Purchased a possession.
Hij koopt een bezit.
He purchased the land.
Hij neemt het land.
And his wife.
En zijn vrouw.
Hallelujah. Redemption for the land and redemption for man.
Verlossing voor land en verlossing voor de mens.
Amen.
Amen.
To raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place.
Om de naam des gestorvenen over zijn erfdeel te verwekken, dat ik de naam des gestorvenen niet worden uitgeroeid van zijn broederen en van de poort zijn plaats. Ga niet eens het heden getuigen.
Catch this, because these are some deep things here.
Vat dit, want er zijn diepe dingen hier.
I purchased Ruth, the wife of Mahlon.
Hij kocht de vrouw, Ruth van Mahlon.
To raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance.
Om de naam van de doden een erfdeel te verwekken.
That the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren.
Omdat de naam van degene die gestorven was niet afgesneden zou worden van onder zijn broeders.
That was a law.
Dat was een wet.
which we will read again just now.
Wat we nu opnieuw lezen hier.
Amen.
Amen.
So, because this work must be done exactly according to the way it was prescribed in the law.
Dat werk moet gedaan worden precies zoals het geschreven is in de wetten.
It's a legal work.
Het is een wettig werk.
It's legitimate.
Het is wettig.
It is being done in the presence of the elders.
Het wordt gedaan in de tegenwoordigheid van de oudsten.
The judges.
De rechters.
That sat in the gate.
De rechters die daar in de poort zaten.
Like you have the church here.
Zoals je de kerk hier hebt.
You have the elders.
Je hebt de oudsten.
You have the chief elder.
En je hebt de hoofdouders.
And other elders.
En andere oudsten.
And you sit in the gate.
En je zit in de poort.
People can visit the city.
En de mensen kunnen de stad bezoeken.
But to become part of the city.
Maar om een deel van de stad te worden.
You have to be admitted by the elder.
Dan moet je toegelaten worden door de oudsten.
Because he's the door to the sheepfold.
Want hij is de deur naar de schaapskooi.
He's the gate to the city.
Hij is de poort naar de stad.
He represents Jesus Christ.
Hij vertegenwoordigt Jezus Christus.
There's an ordained way to come in our assembly.
Er is een verordineerde manier om een samenkomst binnen te komen.
That's why there's a right hand of fellowship.
Daarom is er een rechterhand van gemeenschap.
And fellowship is two agreeing so they can walk together.
En gemeenschap is waar twee te samenstemmen zodat ze samen kunnen wandelen.
You don't admit people in this city who don't believe you and they want to cause trouble in the church and fight and make a nuisance.
En je hebt mensen die binnenkomen en gemeenschap zoeken, maar die alleen maar moeite veroorzaken en nonsens maken.
Because somebody says, I believe what you're preaching.
En sommigen zeggen, ik geloof wat je predikt.
I believe the Spirit of God is here.
Ik geloof dat de Geest van God hier is.
I would like to become part of the assembly.
Ik wil een deel worden van deze samenkomst.
You see, Jezebel came into Israel.
Jezebel kwam in Israël.
But she remained a pagan.
Maar ze verbleef een heiden.
But Ruth.
Maar Ruth.
And Rahab,
en Rahab,
they came into Israel.
Zij kwamen Israël binnen.
But they became Israelites.
Maar ze werden Israëlieten.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They came through the ordained channel for Gentile admission.
Ze kwamen door de verordineerde kanaal van heiden aanneming.
You see, people many times think the church is operates anyhow, it's a public place, and you can just come in and go out.
En de mensen denken dat een gemeente gewoon maar is een publieke plaats waar je kan opereren en in en uit kan rennen.
That might be the empty building.
Dat mogen misschien dat lege gebouw zijn. Amen.
But the people.
Maar de mensen.
The fellowship.
De gemeenschap.
The principles.
De principes.
Upon which the church is built.
Waarop de gemeente wordt gebouwd.
The order.
De orde.
The authority.
De autoriteit.
In that church.
In die gemeente.
That is according to the principles of the word.
Dat moet zijn overeenkomst van de principes van het woord.
You have to be admitted in there.
En daar moet je in toegelaten worden.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you break bread.
Dan breek je brood.
Then you drink from the same cup.
Dan drink je van dezelfde beker.
Then you wash one another's feet.
Dan was je elkanders voeten.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you have real fellowship together. It's part of one family. Amen.
Amen.
When people don't have a real concept of what the church is. What the bride family is. They just carry on wild. No respect many times. Amen. But look at this here. Boaz has purchased the land.
Boaz heeft het land gekocht.
And he purchased the wife.
En hij kocht ook die vrouw.
To raise up seed.
Om zaad te verwekken.
For the name of Mahlon.
Voor de naam van Mahlon.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
And he said, this is this day.
En hij zei, jullie zijn getuigen deze dag.
And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses.
En al de mensen daar in de poort zeiden, wij zijn geheende getuigen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord, now catch this here. The Lord make the woman that is coming to thine house like Rachel and Leah, which two did build the house of Israel.
En alle volgen in de poort was misgaan als de oudste zeiden, we zijn getuigen. De Heer maakte deze vrouw die in huis komt als Rachel en als Leah die beide het huis van Israël gebouwd hebben en handel kloekelijk.
The woman that is coming to thine house.
De vrouw die naar uw huis komt.
That didn't mean she opened the gate, walk up the steps and come in the porch.
Dat betekent dat je de deur open doet en ze kan binnenkomen daar? Nee.
Not coming to the house.
Ze komt nog niet in het huis als ze alleen maar in de poort komt.
Coming to his family.
Maar ze komt in zijn familie.
That house.
That house.
And by virtue of marriage.
En bij deugd van huwelijk.
She come into the house.
Komt in het huis binnen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
It says, let her be like Rachel and Leah.
En laten zijn als Rachel en Leah.
Which two did build the house of Israel.
Die beide het huis van Israël gebouwd hebben.
Because Jacob had 12 children.
Want Jacob had 12 kinderen.
From Leah and Rachel.
Leah and Rachel.
And the two handmaidens.
En van de twee bijvrouwen.
And that built up the house of Israel.
En dat bouwde het huis van Israël.
Amen.
Amen.
See what house is?
See what house is?
House is family.
House is family.
House is those who come from the same loins.
House is diegenen die van dezelfde lenden komen.
Hallelujah. And this woman.
En deze vrouw.
They are blessing her.
Die zegenen haar.
They say, let this woman.
Ze zeggen, laat deze vrouw.
Who come into this house?
Die in het huis komt.
Which house was Boaz from?
Van wat voor huis was Boaz?
He was born in Bethlehem.
Hij was geboren in Bethlehem.
He was of the tribe of Judah.
Hij was van de stam van Juda.
He was from the royal tribe.
Hij was van de koninklijke stam.
That the Messiah who was promised was going to come to that tribe.
De Messias die beloofd was zou komen naar die stam.
The scepter will not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes.
De scepter zal niet wijken van Juda totdat de verlosser komt.
That was the royal tribe.
Dat was de koninklijke stam.
And this woman
is
come into this house.
Je komt in dit huis.
By marriage.
Bij een huwelijk.
We have come into the royal house.
Wij zijn gekomen in het koninklijke huis.
When we get married to Jesus.
Wanneer wij gehuwd zijn aan Jezus.
He is the root and the offspring of David.
Hij is de begin en de wortel en de stam van David.
He is the Lion of Judah.
Hij is de leeuw uit de stam van Juda.
He is King of Kings.
Hij is de koning der koningen.
So if you get married to Christ.
Dus als je gehuwd wordt met Christus.
You marry into royalty.
Dan huw je in het koninklijke huis.
And the power that is invested in the marriage covenant.
De kracht die geïnvesteerd is in het huwelijksverbond.
Can change the status of the woman.
Kan de status van die vrouw veranderen. Amen.
Yesterday she was a beggar.
Gisteren was ze een bedelaar.
Today she's a queen.
Vandaag is ze een koning.
Because she married a king.
Vandaag was ze een koning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this place.
Waar het is geplaatst.
That's what the revelation is.
Dat is waar de openbaring is.
Because David's house was promised the throne.
Omdat David's huis werd de troon beloofd.
And the government shall be on his shoulders.
De heerschappij zal op zijn schouders zijn. Amen.
It's a symbol taken from the marriage ceremony.
Het is een teken wat genomen is, een symbool van het huwelijk.
That when the bride comes in the veil.
Dat wanneer de bruid daar komt in die sluier.
And she covers her head.
En ze heeft haar hoofd bedekt.
Showing she have no husband. She have no head of her own.
Ze toont dat ze geen hoofd van haar eigen.
She's coming to her head.
Ze komt aan een hoofd toe.
Amen. And after the marriage is taking place.
Nadat het huwelijk heeft plaatsgevonden.
She takes the veil off.
Neemt zij die sluier af.
And puts it on the shoulder.
En plaatst het op de schouder.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the husband.
Van de man.
Signifying.
Zij mij aantonende.
That he has all rights over her.
Dat hij alle rechten over haar heeft.
So,
amen.
So Jesus.
Dus Jezus.
Cannot come into the throne.
Is nog niet tot de troon gekomen.
And he cannot come and have the key of David.
En hij kan nog niet de sleutel Davids hebben.
And the throne of David.
En de troon van David.
Outside of marriage.
Buiten een huwelijk om.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the marriage.
En het huwelijk.
Is to take place.
Moet plaatsvinden.
At evening time.
In de avond.
At harvest time. Because Revelation chapter 5. The kinsman redeemer. Is in the midst of the elders. He has the seven seal book. Like a lamb that was slain. A bloody lamb. It spoke of the redemption price. He gave his blood. He was slain. To purchase us. To redeem what we lost. He took the seven seal book. The title deed. Revelation 19. The marriage of the Lamb is come. That same Lamb. Is now taking a wife. Amen.
Amen.
That same Lamb. Who is the Redeemer. Who was born in Bethlehem. Who is the tribe of Judah. And by the man of wealth. At harvest time. The end of the age. Glory. He's coming to take. A wife,
a
woman, a Gentile woman is going to come into his house at harvest time. By virtue of marriage, the Son of Man is revealed to unite the head and the body together. Unite in time and time. Hallelujah! Oneness. Invisible union. Marriage of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At harvest time. Let me show you that. Paul, Irenaeus, and Martin. And Columba. Was seed. That's the seed that went in the ground. In the dark ages. Then Luther. Wesley. And Pentecost. Was stalk, tassel, and shock.
That was stengel, block, and...
And at the end of the Pentecostal age,
the
Son of Man is to be revealed again. The grain, the corner wheat, the proof is harvest time. And harvest time is the uniting time. Hallelujah! And we see nations uniting. And churches uniting. We see the tears uniting. We see the wheat uniting. He said, while all the natural unitings are taking place, that the world can see.
And the real see.
Armies uniting. Churches uniting. Businesses uniting. Because the fourth seal was the three powers being united as one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while all that uniting is taking place, he said there's another uniting. An invisible uniting. Invisible union. While all that man is uniting under the fourth seal at harvest time in the eagle age when the Son of Man is being revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God and man is being united. Christ and the church is being united. Amen. He's uniting. Marriage is a union. Glory.
Amen.
And this Gentile woman is coming into the royal house to share the throne.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
My.
Hallelujah.
We're not just in the message.
Amen.
This thing I'll show you start in the Garden of Eden. And just before we go back to Eden, the title deed that Adam forfeited, we don't see it until the end of the seventh age. 6,000 years after, we see the Lamb stepping forth. After the nominational ages are run out, the seventh seal book is to be opened. At the time of the seven thunders, Revelation 10. I'm quoting the breach.
Amen.
And then he takes that book.
Adam
don't have the book. Because when he forfeited,
it
went back in the hands of God.
God
held it. But Revelation 5, we see the Lamb, the kinsman, Boaz, the Redeemer, who was born in Bethlehem, of the tribe of Judah. Behold, the Lamb of Judah prevailed. It goes all the way back to the royal tribe. The root of David. It goes all the way back to the royal house. Because in the age where his throne is going to be shared by the overcomers of that last age, then the Lamb takes the book. Adam don't have the book. God don't have the book. The Lamb has the book. Then Revelation 10, we see another mighty angel with the book. Adam don't have the book. God don't have the book. The Lamb don't have the book. A mighty angel has the book. The book is not changing hands. The one who's holding the book is changing form. Hallelujah! And morphine.
and more.
The book is leaving heaven.
Het boek is in de hemel.
To come back to earth.
Verlaat de hemel om naar de aarde.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that mighty angel descends.
En die machtige engel komt neer.
In the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
In de dagen van de stem van de zevende engel.
The chief reaper.
De hoofd maaier.
Boaz. The kinsman.
De bloedverwant.
Coming to his chief reaper.
Kom naar zijn hoofd maaier.
Coming to his servant.
Kom naar zijn dienst.
And Ruth saw it.
En Ruth zag het.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And when he comes on the earth, we find out that the Bible says John was told, go and take the book. Revelation 10:7. The earthly angel. Brother Branham. Malachi 4:5. Revelation 10:7. Amen.
Amen.
But Revelation 10 at 11. John is still going to take the book.
Johannes moet nog steeds het boek gaan nemen.
And eat it.
En het eten.
No, Adam don't have the book.
Adam heeft het boek niet.
No, God don't have the book.
God heeft het boek niet.
No, the Lamb don't have the book.
De Lam heeft het boek niet.
No, the angel don't have the book.
De engel heeft het boek nou niet.
The book goes in John.
Het boek gaat nu in Johannes. Amen.
And when the book goes in John,
wanneer de boek in Johannes gaat,
you don't see the book going nowhere else.
Je ziet het boek nergens meer heen gaan. Amen.
And Revelation 10:7 is a Gentile prophet.
En Openbaring 10:7 is een heiden profeet.
Before the rapture.
Voor de opname.
From 1946.
Vanaf 1946.
To 1965.
Tot 1965.
We saw the Gentile prophet.
Daar is die heiden profeet.
Revelation 11:3.
Openbaring 11:3.
Is two Jewish prophets.
Twee Joodse profeten.
In the last half of the 70th week. The Gentile prophet left in 1965.
De heide profeet verliet in 1965.
The two Jewish prophets is yet to come.
En de twee Joodse profeten moeten nog komen. Amen.
But somewhere between 1965.
Ergens tussen 1965.
And 2006.
En 2006.
That title deed.
Dat eigendom van
mij. That Adam had in the Garden of Eden.
Dat Adam had in de Hof van Eden.
Comes back into human flesh.
Amen.
In a people.
In a book.
And this is the secret.
En dit is het geheim.
This is the secret.
Yeah.
The word is in the bride.
The word is in the bride.
As it was in Mary.
As it was in Maria.
Hallelujah. Yeah. She knows she's carrying the Messiah. The pregnant bride.
The bruchte bride. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
So watch something.
Let of this.
So that means something has happened.
Iets gebeurt to me.
There's confusion in the message.
In the boodschap.
People running everywhere.
Mensen rennen overal.
Churches breaking up over all kind of misinterpretations.
Kerken breken uit elkaar vanwege allerlei verkeerde uitleggingen.
But watch.
Maar let op.
From Adam.
Van Adam.
God gave a promise.
God gaf een belofte.
After the fall.
Na de val.
When they forfeited the title deed.
Toen ze daar dat eigendomsbewijs kwijtraakten.
He says it's going to go. The woman shall receive a seed.
Het zal gaan van de vrouw zal een zaad ontvangen.
I'm going to bring that close. Listen close.
We gaan nu naar de sluiting komen.
Luister. Find a good place here.
Vind een goede plaats hier.
Adam and Eve had this promise of the woman to receive a seed.
Adam en Eva hadden belofte dat de vrouw een zaad zou ontvangen.
The promise of the Redeemer to come.
De belofte van de verlosser dat hij zou komen.
The word to be made flesh.
Het woord van vlees gemaakt.
To become a kinsman.
Om een bloedverwant te
worden. That will bleed and die.
Die daar kon bloeden en sterven.
That will redeem the earth.
Die de aarde zou verlossen.
And purchase the bride.
En de bruid zou kopen.
Like we see here.
Zoals we hier zien.
And then that same promise.
En dan diezelfde belofte.
Was given to Noah.
Was gegeven aan Noah. Amen.
And then it was given to Shem.
En toen werd het aan Shem gegeven.
And then it was given to Abraham.
En toen werd het aan Abraham gegeven.
The same promise.
Dezelfde belofte.
God told Abraham.
You will have a seed. Abraham,
you shall have a. And in that seed.
En in dat zaad.
All the families of the earth are going to be blessed.
All the families van de aarde gezegend worden.
Speaking of Christ.
Spreken over Christus.
Not Isaac, Christ.
Isaac, Christus.
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eva.
Brought forth Abel and Seth.
Abel
a type of the death and the resurrection.
A type van dood en opstanding.
But that wasn't the promise.
Maar dat was niet de belofte.
Sarah and Abraham brought forth Isaac.
Sarah en Abraham kregen Isaac.
He carried the wood up on his shoulder.
Hij droeg het hout op zijn schouder.
He went up in the mountain.
Hij ging daar het bos in.
He
berg op.
He laid down his life.
Hij lag zijn leven in.
He was obedient to the will of the Father.
Gehoorzaam aan de wil van de Vader.
But he was only a shadow of the Son.
Maar alleen was alleen maar een schaduw van de Zoon.
Then God promised David the Son.
Dan beloofde God David de Zoon.
And David bought for Solomon.
And David bought Solomon.
And he built a great house.
And he built a great house.
And he had a throne.
And he had a throne.
And a lot of glory.
And a heleboel heerlijkheid.
But he was not the son.
But he was not the son.
There was all types and shadows. Showing what the real son would be when he comes. He will be able and set. The death and the resurrection. He will be the beloved son. The one who's heir of all that the father has. Like Isaac. He would be like Solomon. The one that will build a house for God. And his throne will be established without end. They were just shadows and types. And so the promise came right down to David. It started with the whole earth. Adam and Eve was the human race.
Adam and Eve was the menselijke ras.
That was the whole world right there.
De hele wereld, precies daar.
In the form of two people.
In de vorm van twee mensen.
Amen. And God gave a promise.
En God gaf een belofte.
Then God came and gave the promise to Abraham.
God gaf de belofte aan Abraham.
I'll make of you a great nation.
En zal hij jou een grote natie maken.
And from the world it come to a nation.
En van het woord komt er een natie.
The Jewish people.
Het Joodse volk.
And then God tell Judah.
En toen vertelde God aan Juda.
The scepter will not depart from Judah.
Dus de scepter zal niet wijken van Juda.
Until Shiloh comes.
Zodat Shiloh komt.
And from the world to a nation it comes to a tribe.
En van het woord komen we tot een natie naar een stam.
And now a tribe has that promise.
En nu hebben we
And then God comes to David.
En nu komt God tot David.
At one man.
Na één man.
And give him that promise.
En hij gaf hem die belofte.
3200 years.
3200 jaar.
After he gave the first promise to Adam.
Nadat hij de eerste belofte gaf aan Adam.
And now the promise is narrowed down.
En nu die belofte zo nauw geworden.
That the Messiah.
Dat de Messias.
Will be David's son.
David's zoon zou zijn.
This man's son will be the Messiah.
Deze man's zoon zou de Messias.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily was in Jesus.
And then all the void from the Godhead was now lichamelijk in Jesus.
The very promise himself.
The belofte zelf.
The promiser became the promise.
The belofte werd.
And he stood there.
And hij stond daar.
And his life.
En zijn leven
came back in this church.
Van terug in zijn gemeente.
And Paul.
En Paulus.
Laid the foundation.
Lag het fundament.
And the Spirit is speaking to him.
En de geest sprak tot hem.
He never had to hear.
Hij die een oor heeft om te horen.
What the Spirit said.
Wat de geest zegt.
Then Irenaeus came.
Dan kwam Irenaeus.
He never had to hear.
Hij die een oor heeft.
For seven church ages.
Voor zeven gemeenten.
He didn't have an ear to hear.
Hij die een oor heeft om te horen.
And the life that was in Adam.
En het leven dat in Adam was.
God's own life.
Gods eigen leven.
It began to come down through the Bible.
Begon daar door de Bijbel heen te komen.
The fullness was in Jesus.
En de volheid was in Jezus.
Then it came over in the church.
Dan kwam het de gemeente
binnen. All that God was.
All that God was.
He poured in Christ. All that Christ was, he poured in the church, and down through seven church ages, and then in this seventh age, at the end of the Pentecostal age, he will have an heir to hear, and here was another son,
and
the life was in him, all of God was manifested to reveal the Son of Man, the entirety of the Holy Spirit, God in a man like a prophet. Elohim, Melchizedek, drop down on the scene, turn his back, show the sign, glory, and the title deed has come back, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Then, there is living descendants.
En dan zijn levende afstammelingen hier.
We who are alive and remain.
Wij die levend hier zijn overgebleven.
That continuity.
Deze continuïteit.
Of that family lineage.
Van die family erfenis. Dat ze verdienen, yes.
It come right down through the Old and New Testament.
Het kwam heel recht door het Oude en Nieuwe Testament.
Now we are the end of the New Testament.
We zijn aan het eind van het Nieuwe Testament.
And the inheritance.
En dan dat
to go back to Eden.
De erfenis om terug te gaan naar Eden.
The immortality.
De onsterfelijkheid.
The throne to be established.
Dat zou weer opnieuw gevestigd worden.
All these promises.
Al deze beloftes.
In the title deed.
In het eigendomsbewijs.
It is for the living descendants.
Het is voor de levende die overgebleven zijn. Amen.
Those who have the same DNA.
Zij
It has to be a people who have that characteristic to claim those things. And that's why he said, you shall know. As you are known, you shall see face to face.
So
when the book opens, the names will be revealed. You will know things about your life you never knew before. This woman who is coming into his house to build up his house. She is coming to build up the house. Because she was childless. The husband, the first husband died. Adam was given a bride to bring forth more like himself. Amen. Adam was an amateur God.
Adam was an amateur.
He was the Word made flesh.
He
had dominion. He was in the image of God. He was placed positionally with all authority in Eden. God was God of heaven. He was God of earth. He was the first Son of God. God's name was not in the earth. But when Adam came, the first son from the Father, in the image of the Father, now God's name was in the earth. Because every son comes in the Father name. He was a little Elohim. Hallelujah!
Amen.
When God changed his name from Elohim to Jehovah. Elohim was the self-existent one.
Elohim was the self-standard.
But Jehovah.
But Jehovah.
Mean he who now exists with his family.
Jehovah would take a type new staff with his family. Amen.
God had children. God had offspring. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And God's name was in the earth. And David in Psalm 8.
And David in Psalm 8.
Say, how excellent, O Lord,
here.
Is thy name in all the earth.
In all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
But before he could bring one like himself, he died. Amen.
Amen.
He bring forth dead children. He didn't bring forth none by the spoken word. He could only bring forth after himself by the spoken word. But the first son that come from him come by sex.
Well, the ears is only four from Adam, but those sex.
And sex was the animal way of reproduction.
And sex was the deal that the veneer owned for to bring
it. Adam came by the spoken word.
And Adam found out the spoken word.
You had to bring another one by the spoken word.
So another one to bring it back the spoken word. Amen.
But he failed to bring it.
And father was the deal.
Amen.
Amen.
And God's purpose.
And what's due
was temporarily
was
defeated.
The title
God's name was blotted out of the earth. The man who used to walk and could name all the animals.
The man die was gewoon te wandelen en al de dieren kon noemen.
Name every tree.
En elke boom.
Name every star.
En van elke ster.
Name every fish.
En elke vis.
Was no more.
Hij was er niet meer.
He was by the sweat of his brow eating bread.
Hij moest nu in aanschijn of in zweet des aanschijn zijn brood verdienen.
He was outside the garden.
Hij was buiten de hof.
Amen.
Amen.
He was dying.
Hij was stervende. Amen.
But God,
my God
brought a next son.
Bracht een volgende zoon.
Another Adam.
Een andere Adam. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bring another one by the spoken word.
God bracht een andere door het gesproken woord. Amen.
Adam was God's first created son.
Adam was God's eerst geschapen zoon.
Jesus is God's only begotten son.
And Jesus is God's the enige verkregen son.
They come by the spoken word. Not by sex.
He no sex.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus came.
And to Jesus come.
He now was to bring forth, raise up the seed.
Hij moest nu voortbrengen, hij moest zaad opbrengen.
He was to build a house.
Hij moest een huis gaan bouwen.
Amen. Build up the sons.
Hij moest zonen gaan bouwen.
Hebrews 3 say, he is a son over his own house.
Hij is een zoon over zijn eigen huis.
Whose house are we, the Bible says.
Whose house zijn wij, zegt de Bijbel.
Peter said, we are lively stones, build up a spiritual house.
Wij zullen zelf zijn levende stenen, een geestelijk huis.
Amen.
Amen.
So all of this was standing there.
Dus alles stond daar.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
And down through seven church ages. Sons.
Zonen.
In every age.
In alle tijd,
an elected group.
Een uitverkoren groep.
Who had the ear to hear.
Die hadden een oor om te horen.
What the Spirit is saying.
Wat de Geest zei tot de gemeente.
A house being built up.
Een huis die opgebouwd is.
For two seven church ages.
Voor zeven gemeente tijdperken.
And in this last age.
En in dit laatste tijdperk.
This last bride.
Deze laatste bruid.
She inherits everything.
Zij erft alles. Amen.
That all the previous ages was promised.
Dat al die vorige tijdperken beloofd was.
The,
amen.
What was the first age promise?
Wat was de belofte voor het eerste tijdperk?
He that overcome it will eat from the tree of life.
Hij die zou overwinnen zou eten van de boom des levens.
Where you think we're eating from right now?
Waar denken wij we nu van eten? Amen.
Revelation 10.
Openbaring 10.
The tree of life was standing.
De boom des levens stond daar.
With the book in his hand.
Met het boek in zijn hand.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that word in his hand.
En met het woord in zijn hand.
Was the fruit in its season.
Was de vrucht op zijn tijd.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Adam fell,
en toen Adam viel,
God put a seal on the tree.
Nee, God een zegeltje boven.
God sealed up the tree.
Hij verzegelde de boom.
That man cannot put forth his hand and
dat
take and eat.
Mens zou zijn hand niet aan kan uitstrekken en wat kan eten. Amen.
But Revelation 10.
En Openbaring 10.
He said, go and take no and eat.
Kom en eet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what the seven thunders do?
En wat doen de zeven donderslagen?
Give your faith to be changed.
Okay.
This mortal shall put on immortality. Eat and live forever. Under this message, our people will not see that. What we take from the angel hand, what we are eating, this tree of life. He said right now, the cherubim is not sitting on the tree. He's running the people back to the tree. You run your back to the tree. To go and take from the tree and eat and live forever. Under this message. Hallelujah! Because we are eating the mysteries that will literally turn our heart back. That can only come from the tree of life. Amen! To bring in the manifestation of the sons of God. A super race that can only come by eating from the tree. No denominational tree could produce that. But the tree of life, Christ himself. Hallelujah! The mystery of God revealed is what we're feeding upon. He said, not feeding upon a man. You're feeding upon the unfailing body word. The tree of life is what you're feeding upon.
Amen.
Then the next age.
Dan de volgende tijd.
You will not be hurt in the second death.
U zal niet beschadigd worden door de tweede dood.
The people who have the new birth.
De mensen van de nieuwe geboorte.
They can never come into the second death.
Ze kunnen nooit in de tweede dood komen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in this hour.
En in dit uur.
There's a people.
Er is een volk.
Who has come back to the true revelation.
Of
what the new birth is.
En wat de nieuwe geboorte is.
The path from death unto life.
Ze zijn overgaan van dood in leven.
And the next age.
En de volgende tijd.
I'll give you a white stone.
Ik zal je een witte steen.
With a new name.
And
a name being revealed in the Bible. The mystery of your life. In the Lamb's book of life. To show you came from God. What your origin is. What your pre-existence is. How you are the attribute of God. Expressed in flesh. And those names. Was written in the Bible. As a mystery of prophecy. And that word coming to pass in your life. Becoming history in you. Identifies you. To be elect. To be bride. In this day. That you have the name. There's a name written in the sky. There's a name written in the book. And there's a name written in your forehead. It's the same name. Hallelujah. Because all the children is loins. The name is in the family album. And then when the revelation comes. By the new birth. The look in the world. And the wave in the mirror. And Ruth wave back at you. And you look at Esther. And you wave. And she wave back at you. You look at Sarah. And she wave. Who is Sarah? That's the mystery of the change. In the days after the Son of Man has been revealed. Who is Esther?
Wie is Esther?
That's the queen.
Dat is de koningin.
Amen. That comes to the throne.
Die komt naar de troon toe.
Between Nehemiah and Job.
Tussen Nehemiah en Job.
Between the Jews going back in the homeland.
De Joden die terugkomen naar het thuisland.
And the resurrection.
En de opstanding.
Who is who is Rahab?
Wie is Rahab?
That is the bride.
Dat is de bruid.
In the Ephesians,
in
at the end of the age, with a token in the hour of judgment that bring a family on thee. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Who is Mary?
Maria.
That the virgin,
the
Christ being formed, in the days after the mighty angel descended from heaven. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You look in the book and your reflection way back at you. And you know you came from eternity. Glory. All these promises done through the Bible have been revealed under this message. The living descendants. A couple of years ago, some explorers went up in the Andes Mountain. And when they went up there in the Andes Mountain, they discovered two bodies.
Ze ontdekten er twee lichamen.
And they took these bodies.
Ze namen deze lichamen.
And they performed some tests on it.
En ze deden een paar testen erop.
And the DNA was preserved.
En de DNA was bewaard.
Because of the ice.
Vanwege het ijs.
And they say we can prove who these people ancestors were, how they lived, and we can even find the living descendants on the earth right now. We can trace them. We can link the living descendants to the ancestors by the DNA. Because in that DNA, there are some genetic information of the family house. Hallelujah!
Amen.
That's why when you read the Bible, and you go to the family album, you see a life in Abraham. You see a life in Moses. You see a life in Jacob. You see a life in Isaac. You see a life in David. You see a life in Ruth. And Sarah. Why? Because you have that genetic information that you belong to that house. You belong to that family. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Even in Guatemala.
That was in Guatemala.
Where a lot of people were killed and buried. Through political disturbance.
Door politieke onrust.
They begin to do some excavations.
En ze begonnen onderzoek te plegen.
And they unearthed these bodies.
En ze hebben deze lichaam uit de aarde gehaald.
And they begin to identify living descendants.
En ze begonnen de levende afstammelingen te identificeren.
Who had the genetic link.
Die de genetische verbinding hadden.
There's a genetic link.
Er is een genetische verbinding.
That link us to Peter and Paul and them.
Because
they are the fathers. And we are the children. Look right now on the earth. Under the seven trumpets. Some are Joseph's children. Still on the earth. Some are Reuben's children. Still on the earth. Because they have 12,000 of the 12 tribes who came from the loins of Jacob. Still on the earth. They don't know who they are. They're walking around with amnesia. But when two prophets come and open the mystery of the seven trumpets, they're going to recognize their position. They're going to know. They will know as they were known. They will come into the new birth the same way under the seventh seal. There's some children who have to be turned back to the faith of the fathers. They're not Baptist children. They are not Baptist children. They're not Methodist children. There might be an eagle in a Methodist barnyard. But there were eagles from the egg. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And when that great flying eagle came and began to scream out that message over that Laodicean barnyard, in that little fella, the genetic link was reestablished. Hallelujah!
Amen.
He knew he had the same potential.
Though
he never used it. Though he had amnesia about it. He began to wake up and realize he was born with that equipment inside him. Hallelujah! That's what this message does. There's an awakening. Seven thunders wakes up the bride to a realization that we already had that DNA. You had eternal life before you got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost only come to confirm that you are children of God. It always was part of God. Oh my!
Amen. Amen.
Can't you see why I'm so happy?
Amen.
The revealed word that was spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4. What started with Adam and come to Abraham and come to David and come to Paul
and
Irenaeus and Martin Columba
and
Luther and Wesley
and
Brother Branham is now in the bride. And elected people that with the title deed going back to Eden. We are part of a house and the children being born in this hour, born by this message, this seventh seal revelation that links you with your theophany, because you are taught of God. So there's a word you bypass, but this revelation, this new birth, links you back to it. Hallelujah!
Glory!
And that's why where you are walking,
and Adam wandelt in,
you walk in another sphere.
You wandelt in een andere atmosfeer. Amen. Halleluja.
Let's all stand.
Let's all stand. Amen.
My.
Amen.
You notice we're barely getting started. I say, you notice we're barely getting started.
As you know, we're only maar begonnen.
It's possible I may pass you away next month.
Het is mogelijk dat je volgende maand hier weer voorbij komt.
I'm supposed to be in Norway.
Omdat ik ga naar Noorwegen toe.
But I just want to tell you.
Ik wil je gewoon vertellen.
Children, it's home time. It's home time. We are fixing to leave.
Amen.
And that's why.
And that's waarom.
You are sensitive. To the hour.
Voor dit uur, amen.
To hear what the Spirit is saying.
Om te horen wat de Geest zegt.
To see in the Word.
Om in het woord te zien.
You are designed
ontworpen,
the way you are
bent,
for a purpose.
Met een doel.
You are unique.
Uniek.
There is something special about you.
Er is speciaals met u.
Because you are part of the most mysterious body that there is.
Omdat u een deel bent van het meest geheimzinnige lichaam wat er is.
This body is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Dit lichaam is wonderbaar gemaakt.
But it's only a shadow of the body of Christ.
Het is alleen maar een schaduw van het lichaam van Christus.
Of which we are part.
Van wat wij een deel van zijn.
That grew from the feet all the way up to the head.
Dat groeide van de voeten helemaal op tot naar het hoofd toe.
The growing body of the Word.
Het groeiende lichaam van het woord.
And you are part of the Word.
En
je bent
een deel van het woord nu. Amen.
What a great thing for us.
Wat een grote zaak, vrienden.
You just love him with all your heart.
You
just believe in him.
Geloof gewoon in
him. Receive his word today.
Zijn woord vandaag.
Take it into your heart and mix it with faith.
Neem het in je hart en meng het met geloof.
You mightn't understand everything.
Je mag misschien niet alles begrijpen.
But believe.
Maar geloof.
Search the scriptures.
Doorzoek de schriften.
Amen.
Amen.
Hear it back again.
En hier is het terug opnieuw.
You make it stop the tape.
Je kan de band stoppen.
You can't stop me while I'm preaching.
Je kan niet stoppen terwijl ik predik.
But you can stop the tape when it's playing.
Maar je kan de tape wel spelen.
And you can open your Bible.
En je kan
and say, what he's saying is in the Word. It's there.
My.
Now I understand. My pastor's been preaching. Laboring. Putting the seeds in. God brings somebody to travel water on the seeds. One plant and one water. I ain't called to plant in this church. This is your head planter.
It is the hoofdplanter here.
God give him the seed to put in the church here. But I come to little watering. That God can give an increase in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. That we can have these promises. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your quickening power. We thank you for the Spirit quickened word. The breaking forth of the revelation. Coming by inspiration to us. And Lord, this faith being inspired in the hearts of your children. As you poured some water on the seeds that your servant have planted. I pray, dear God, that the people receiving witness and confirmation by another ministry and others who pass through here, Lord. Lord Jesus, that they might see and know they are sitting here in your presence, close to your throne, where you have a servant that brings forth your word to the people here. And Lord, as the hour hastens, and we see time running out, Lord, we want to get ready. And you are giving us that which we have need of. To prepare us and make us ready. Because it is written in the word. They that were ready went in with the bridegroom. The marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife had made herself ready. And you sent a message for preparation to prepare us in this hour, Lord. Show us how to prepare for great translation faith. May we mix the word with faith today. And may the Holy Spirit come behind and teach further on these things. That Lord, our faith will be perfected. Being made ready for your coming. Bless your children. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that you would meet every need. Regardless of what that need is. If it's a physical need, a spiritual need, Lord, may you meet it out of the abundance of your riches of grace and mercy. May you point to every believing heart your divine grace that your children can leave this place with the blessed assurance that you have heard and answered prayer. May you grant it, Father. Bless your beloved servant. How we love him and appreciate him, Lord. May you kind of give him health and strength. And may you bless him, Lord, in his work. And may you cause him to prosper for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, man. God bless you.
I enjoyed it.
Amen. Well, you can come back after the way. No problem. Amen. 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 Amen.
Geloof u dat hij Heer is?
Amen.
Heer betekent dat hij heerschappij heeft binnen.
Amen.
Amen. Sarah noemde haar man Heer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to sing all about it. Amen. All about it. Hallelujah. Sing all about it. And it's been a great world. Now I'm living in a new creation. Now I'm drinking from the well of salvation. Now there is no condemnation.